most computer simulations are limited to very simplistic neurons. What we have here in our culture dishes with real live wet squishy neurons with all their complexity is immensely much more complicated than anything we can simulate on today's computers.
Professor Steve Potter of the Georgia Institute of Technology designs and builds brains. Brains that are half living, half machine. Potter's team takes neurons cultured from rat embryos, then grows them on miniature plates of electrodes.
Here is a multi-electrode array culture dish. You can see some fluorescently labeled neurons growing on it. These are the electrodes with leads heading off to the electronics that we use to record from and stimulate the cells. These are all the axons and dendrites that represent the connections between the cells. Those connections form over the course of the first 4 hours in culture. You can see in this time lapse here, connections forming. So those are the synaptic connections by which the neurons talk to each other, and we can film that conversation in progress using a calcium-sensitive dye here. So here you can see the cells flashing. Every time the cell sends a signal to another cell, it has a little burst of calcium.
When the brain has grown, Potter sends information to it through the electrodes, and the brain responds. Those electrodes are connected to a computer that's wired up to a robot body, resulting in a new form of life. This is a hybrid, a robot controlled by living brain tissue. Its brains are in a refrigerator, but you can see its neurons react on the computer screen as its body finds its way around the lab bench. Like any animal, the hybrid has experiences and learns from them. In this case, how to navigate its environment. So the question is, could a hybrid ever become conscious?
Whether or not we could ever get to conscious cultured networks is a question which I would say we've already answered yes. We have culture dishes that are receiving inputs from the environment. They're responding to them in complicated ways. So they're conscious of their environment in some very rudimentary fashion, perhaps with more complicated interactions between different brain tissues and between the computer and the brain tissues. We could get to something that people would say is a high-level cognition, more like human consciousness.
But if one day a hybrid or a computer wakes up and realizes what and who it is, if a soul emerges from those wires, how would we know? We'll have to rely on conversation. If we ask the artificial brain, "Are you conscious?" and it persuades us that it is, we'll just have to take its word. But the same thing applies when we talk to other humans. We don't actually know that other people are conscious. They might just be zombies who are saying the right thing, but having no private, subjective experience.